The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley, on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday of Real Estate Talk on Real Estate Today, where our goal is to simplify the whole real estate process for you, for buyers, sellers, and investors. Hey, I'm your host, Paul Rosso, the leading edge home seller and your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate. It's great to be back with all of you today, the best audience in the world. Hey, I forgot to mention my company there, Remax Properties. Hey, just a bit, Jesse Swager with Atlantic Home Loans will be calling in shortly to talk about ways to pay off your mortgage early. And a buddy of mine, somebody I've known a long time, Joe Ganter with Fox Hollow Developers, is joining me in studio today to talk about developing inside the city. Good morning, Joe. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Paul. I'm well and blessed, sir. How are you?
All right. Terrific. Hey, thanks for joining me on this Sunday morning. So, Joe, how's your weekend going along?
Wasn't too bad, you know, just doing my normal thing, getting up, being grateful, and getting out of the house.
Okay, great. Did you do anything? I understand you do a little polo.
Yeah, I'm involved in, gratefully so, amateur polo league in Tinicum Park, and they have a baby league, as I call it, that I'm in. But everybody there is, like, so fantastic, and it's, like, it's so hard. It took me 3.5 years just to get into the arena, so I take it a week at a time, but it's a glorious thing, and, you know, it's fun. It's very exciting.
Excellent. So, Joe, what are some of the things we're going to be talking about today on the show?
Well, we're going to talk about how it started, what it was like, what it's like now, and purchasing ground and going over how to do that, what to do, the sequences involved, you know, title companies, engineers, architects, and putting something together for resale.
Yeah, I'm sure it takes a whole team to do this.
It takes a whole team. I mean, team. I mean, I'd be nowhere without all my team. And honestly, you know, people say, oh, I do this, I do that. I would be nothing without everybody that I'm involved in. And I mean it. I may be the heart and soul of what's going on, but from everybody involved, it's just such a team, from, you know, Robert John to Dan Ulrich to my insurance guys, Dylan Haney, John Dillon, to the title. Title company's key, you know, properties abstract. You know, I got Trish Sprints doing everything for me. Hey, shout out to Trish. How you doing? And, you know, it's so much. Like a team, like, you know, like, and for those who are listening, Paul works for the best real estate team in Bucks County. It's Remax Properties, and it's a great group of guys. Doug Terry, broker owner. Chris Terry, brilliant young man. And it's just so many people there doing such a lot of great work. So, you know, that's, teamwork is very important.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We do have a great office there. So I hope all of you had a great week. It's been a tremendous week for sales, and it looks like the coming week's going to be even better. Hey, you know, I talked about a home I had on the market in Bensalem last week, and, you know, the show created so much buzz on the property. There's been a tremendous number of showings in the first couple of days on the market, and that's all it took. You know, in just 5 days, the home had a good offer on the house, and it's now on the contract, so naturally the sellers are thrilled about that. So even if you need to sell your home for top dollar fast, you probably want to do what John and Sherry did and have me promote your home on the show. So if you're interested in that, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. We can talk about how we can promote your home on the show and get your home sold for top dollar fast also, just like John and Sherry's home. Hey, it continues to be a great spring market. I see a great group of buyers out there right now looking at homes and writing contracts on them. I see pleased sellers who are gaining more and more equity in their homes every week. It's such a great time to be in the real estate market. So if you want to take advantage of this great market we have right now, again, give me a call, 215-778-9687. I'll help you get started there. If you need a great quick quote on the value of your home, just go to HomePricesInTheRegion.com. That's HomePricesInTheRegion.com. You get a quick 15-second estimate. I should say it takes 15 seconds. You get an estimate market value of your house, and you know, and you can stay informed on what the values are in your home and your neighborhood there. Hey, be sure to check out the show on our website, RealEstateTodayShow.com. That's RealEstateTodayShow.com. On Twitter, you can follow me at Paul Rosso, and be sure to like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. That's facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. You can receive all the show updates and latest real estate information, tips and news and more right on that Facebook page. Hey, I appreciate all the great feedback I received on last week's show. Matt Sassy with Farmers Insurance talked about homeowners insurance needs, and he also gave us some tips on saving on your homeowners insurance policy. Jesse Schweiger with Atlantic Home Loans talked about qualifying for a mortgage if you're self-employed. So if you're self-employed, you definitely want to check out Jesse's segment last week there. Hey, if you missed the show, you can listen to the podcast on our new website, realestatetodayshow.com. Again, at realestatetodayshow.com. You can also download the show's podcast on iTunes. Just search the iTunes store for Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso and click on subscribe. You can also listen to the show on SoundCloud, and it'll be on Stitcher very shortly also. And Google Play Music. You know, we've been approved for Google Play Music. Their podcast is rolling out right now, so they're going to gradually roll it out on all the Android devices. So be sure to listen to the program very shortly on Google Play Music if you have a Google a smartphone there. You know, as you know, in addition to the radio show, I love helping sellers, buyers, and investors with all their real estate needs. And I've really had the good fortune of being the trusted real estate advisor and champion for hundreds of clients over the 28 years I've been doing this now. And as always, as I tell you every week, you know, I'm committed to serving you, my audience here, with five-star client first service. So if you're looking to sell, buy, or invest in real estate, be sure to give me a call first, 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. If you want to be a part of the show, call or text us at 215-778-9687. You can email me at our email address, paul@paulrosso.com. And I think we're ready now to get the show started. Oh, Tony, I almost forgot you there. Tony, how are the Phillies making out so far?
They're looking pretty good, Paul, pretty good.
Great. You know,
I'm still excited about the starting pitching.
Okay.
The bullpen needs to tighten up a little bit, but I'm pretty impressed with the pitching.
Anybody shining yet, as far as you're concerned? Or?
Yeah, I'm loving Cameron Rupp. You know,
okay.
I'm still a big Darren Ruff fan myself.
Excellent.
So, and you got to love Mikel Franco. Just watching him play, can't go wrong.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're pumped up for the Eagles draft coming up shortly, too.
I absolutely am. Counting down the days. Number 8 pick, I'm pretty excited. So.
All right. Excellent, excellent. So let's get the show started here. I want to bring on Jesse Schweiger with Atlantic Home Loans. Good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Okay. You try out for the Phillies yet or what?
No, I'm actually just going right to the Eagles.
Oh, okay.
You know, they just recruited me, so.
Okay. All right, man. Both of them need some help, so that's good. One or the other. All right.
Yeah.
So, Jesse, you're going to be talking about ways to pay off your mortgage early today. So what do you got for us this week?
I just got a couple helpful hints to, you know, people out there that you can shorten the term of your mortgage and, you know, pay it off a little bit earlier, and which is going to free up some other things for you to do in life. Okay. So one of the first things, pay more each month. Obviously, that's the first way, and make sure that when you do apply more, that it actually goes towards the principal of your mortgage.
Okay? All right. Sure.
A lot of people will make it. Let's say your mortgage payment's $1,500 a month.
Right.
Some people will pay put $1,600 and not specifically put towards the principal. And that just sits in an escrow account for that extra $100.
Okay.
I think the best way to do it is, if you have a $1,500 mortgage payment, make the payment with one check and write the extra. If you want to make $100 extra on principal,
okay,
have an extra check for the extra $100.
Okay. So it's best if they send in two checks instead of just adding it to the one check.
Yeah. And unless you specifically put on that check, extra goes towards principal. That's another way.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the second tip I have is the biweekly payment program. Okay. You
right.
can, like, we'll stick with the $1,500 example for the mortgage payment. This would mean you would make a $750 mortgage payment every 2 weeks.
Okay.
What this does when you make the $750 every 2 weeks, well, there's 52 weeks in a year.
Right.
Okay. So that 52 weeks in a year, translates to you making one extra mortgage payment per year. Okay. And that's going to knock off about six years to 7 years, depending on the mortgage size.
All right.
Okay. Now I'm going to touch on this briefly too, since it is after tax season. tax season is over for most people, but you can also apply a lump sum. If you're getting $8,000-$10,000 back for your taxes and you don't have anything else to do with your money, I'm sure we have a lot of other things to do with our money, but you can always apply that portion, you know, that money right towards your principal. This will knock down the balance and, you know, put you one step closer to owning your home free and clear.
Okay, so you can put down more on the balance, but your payment's going to stay the same, though, correct?
Payment will stay the same.
Okay.
Your balance will get knocked down, and make sure that you, when you buy your home or refinance, make sure that there is no prepayment penalty on that.
Okay.
And this will, you know, a lot of times there are no prepayment penalties no more, but there are certain mortgages that do have prepayment penalties. So you want to make sure that you do not have that.
Right. And you find out sometimes with refinance or equity loans. So you have to be careful on those.
You do have to be careful and make sure you read your contract fully.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Another way is to refinance. Okay. Let's say someone's at a 20, you know, they've been paying on their mortgage for 10 years and they have twenty years left. Well, I find a lot of times to take somebody into a 15-year mortgage from that 20-year that they were in, that they're actually getting a cheaper payment than they were paying and reducing their term by 5 years.
Okay.
I mean that's I look at it this way. A 30-year mortgage is considered the bank's loan. Okay.
Right.
The bank knows that for the first 10 years, all you pay is interest. And that's why I really encourage people to pay extra on that principal.
Yeah. And I mean, you pay $50 or $100, you're going to save a lot of interest down the road, right?
Of course. And even I always think it's smarter to go into a 30-year loan. You can always pay more on your mortgage, but you're not obligated like you are if you go into a 15-year.
Right. So you may You may save a little bit of money on the 15, you know, on your interest rate. But, you know, if you ever got to a point where, you lost income or lost a job,
you're obligated to pay that higher payment.
Right. And I agree with, you know, I recommend the same thing. You know, go with the 30 and just make additional payments when you can.
Yeah, and you can always go with a 30 and pay the 15-year mortgage payment.
Sure.
And that's, you know, you'll pay it off in 15 years just like you would have. But, you know, if something happens, and I always look at the what ifs, you know, and you don't want to be caught in that situation. So get the lowest payment that you can.
Sure.
Okay. Now, here's one for you is, you know, shrinking your housing costs. And this might be, you know, for someone that is really – you know, outgrown their home. You know, their home is, you know, all their kids went to college and they're out of the house now. And
okay.
They just don't need that big of a house anymore. You know, they could sell their house and downsize a little bit.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. And you're finding more and more people doing that.
Oh, I see it a lot. More over the past couple of years, it's been more relevant than anything. Yeah, definitely seeing that.
Sure.
And the last thing I would suggest is, you know, for older couples, you can tap into those retirement savings, okay? You don't want to lose them, first of all, as we all know where they go sometimes. But, you know, when you have them and you can tap into those 401ks, take out the money and apply it towards that principal. Let's get that balance down a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. So that's some great tips there, Jesse, I really appreciate that, and, you know, hopefully our audience, you know, if they have any questions about it, they can give you a call. So how can they reach out to you, Jesse, if they have any questions about reducing the mortgage payment? Maybe it's a good time for them to refinance because, I mean, the rates are tremendous right now. So how can they reach out to you, Jesse?
Paul, they can reach out to me. The best number to reach out to me at is 215-287-2000. 1-800-273-7373. That's my cell phone. It's on 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And my website is www.jesseschwager.com. And don't forget, I am licensed in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Virginia. And last but not least, I got to mention my NMLS number is 887037.
All right, so Jesse, 24/7, your phone's on, man. I'm going to call you at 4 in the morning tomorrow, man.
I prefer 3:30. At 4 o'clock, it goes off.
Okay. All right. Hey, Jesse, appreciate it, man. Have a great successful week that's coming up, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
We'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. So,
bye-bye.
Great. So when we come back, we'll talk to Joe Gantard with Fox Hollow Developers about developing inside the city of Philadelphia. So stay tuned for a lot more coming up on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home, so grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaulrosso.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, I strive to simplify the whole entire home buying process for you to make it easier for you to buy a home. So if you're thinking of buying a home this year, I'd love to help you do that. You know, I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to help you find the perfect home, negotiate the best price and terms for you, and to save you thousands of dollars in unnecessary repairs and costly mistakes. So be sure to visit my website, paulrosso.com, for more information. Hey, again, if you're looking for a quick 15-second evaluation of your home, you can do it right online at homeprisesintheregion.com. That's homeprisesintheregion.com. You can fill in your address there, and I'll give you a quick home valuation of your home. Okay, so I'm thrilled to have you with us today. I hope you're enjoying the show on this super Sunday morning. Be sure to like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. So I want to bring on Joe Gantard with Fox Hollow Developers. Joe, welcome back into the show here. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio. Hey, why don't you talk a little bit about yourself and you know, so our audience gets to know you a little bit better.
Thanks, Paul, and it's so good to be here, and I'm really grateful that you're here, and thank you. And let's give it up real quick for Tony in the sound room. He's doing a really good job for everybody back there.
He does a great job.
He's doing a great job. A little bit of background, grew up in Philly, born in Somerton, did the whole stop, went to St. Chris, went to Archbishop Ryan, and then college, got out of college, and I had an engineering. I worked in engineering, and I was low man on a totem pole, and I worked on drawings, and I always thought, wow, how cool would it be to do these, like, the small shopping center would be cool, or this little thing would be cool.
But, right.
You know, and I did a lot of work on, like, the Bellevue Stratford at the time. I worked for a firm in Wincote. It was called Irving Schwartz Associates. Fantastic people. And, you know, it just one thing led to another, and then he was selling the business, and I'm like, what am I going to do? So, as you know, I got into the real estate. And 28 years later, and had a license and all. But we started with you know, looking at small lots and fixer uppers in Tacony, and you know, Marsden Street was some of my first stomping grounds, and you know, getting involved in there. And it's just been really a crazy ride. It's great. Like, I have this innate ability to, like, pick something, tell you what it's going to be, drive around the block, smell the air, and tell you, like, you know what, this is the way it's going to work. But you have to get involved in, you know, I don't want to throw numbers around, but the numbers have to make sense. So you got to buy right, sell right, get your title work done. Like I said, using Properties Abstract, it's a great company, it's Trish Prince. And, you know, when you're doing all that, and one thing led to another. We had one house and two house, a couples, and you keep going. And you start small, and you work from there. That's what happened.
Right. So so you start out in a little bit of rehab. Now you're building new homes. What projects are you working on now? Where are they at?
Well, currently I'm in Philadelphia, North Philadelphia, 8 blocks from City Hall. It's like right there, trendy Fairmount area. And we're in the Francisville location, which is a great area and a great group of people to work with when you're in that area. You go to the RCO, which is Francisville Neighborhood Development Corporation.
Okay.
And Penny Giles is a wonderful woman, and you work with her, and they give you the insight of what you're going to do from there. And then if you buy some ground and you take it into the city, you go to L&I, that type of thing. Prior to that, though, we were in the county, and you know, we were doing modular homes, and we were buying ground and checking out the location and making sure everything was cool. And then you know, we were just easy baby stepping it into, because from the modular home perspective in Bucks County, it's fantastic. They're fantastic homes, and they come with everything set up, and you read the drawings right from the factory, and then and you work on shipping them in and putting them together, and you go step by step. And it was finally, I said to my partner, you know, is my uncle's brother, and I said, we got to do more. So we just, from teamwork and everybody, we started stepping into, and we came into the city.
Okay. So you're pretty much working in the areas that are going through redevelopment right now?
Redevelopment, real big change. I mean, I remember when I called my insurance guy at first and said, guess what we're doing? He's like, what? And he called me up. He said, that was like 5 years ago, that area, like your rates would have been like, so we went around and around. But they're building everywhere. I remember when we did our PA1 call for breaking ground, I think I was the 895th caller for the day. I mean, it was just crazy.
Yeah,
like, you know, it's just that build up. It's on everywhere. But it's a great location, and, you know, there's so much going on, and the values are just jumping.
Okay. So what areas do you feel are great areas for redevelopment for someone to look into?
Right now? Oh, so many. I mean, if you had to get involved, but like 19130, you're talking about the city, right?
Yeah.
So 19121 is coming up. And,
okay. So give us some, you know, do you know the neighborhood sections or just zip codes or?
Well, they do everything by zip code and trend, as you know. So you have to, like, really zero in. But that Francisville, Fairmount area, if you can do it. Northern Liberties, if there's anything left, I'm not even sure. Fishtown is hot.
Okay.
The Shardswood area was 19121 behind Girard College.
Okay.
All that. Businesses are coming in. The gal I mentioned earlier, they work so hard on their Ridge Avenue corridor that they're bringing in, they're bringing all kinds of businesses up and down. They're bringing them in, and you're just following suit from there, and you're watching what's going on. The kids are buying them. You know, I mean, I don't mean like that.
Kids,
but I mean,
you sound like an old guy.
Yeah, you know, hey, you know, I got a 5 in my first digit, so I'm in my 50s, right? But I mean, my folks, I love them. They're 85. They're not moving to the city, okay? But the kids are, and they're tax abatement, right?
Right.
And they're working in the city, and they're walking to work. You know, it's, and they're doing away with cars and a lot of things. You know, so many changes, but it's so much synergy. It's a fun thing to be involved in.
Yeah. So what do you see the buyers looking for? You know, what are they demanding on the homes that you're building? Is there anything special that they're,
you know, you got to have in homes that you build in these areas?
I think, like, you know, being a real estate guy, by the way, for the listeners, Paul is the man. He's, you know, if you're going to be selling a house this spring, you call Paul Rosso.
Yeah, I appreciate
and,
that.
And no, it's true. I've known Paul 20 years. He's a consummate professional. And they're looking for quality.
Okay.
They're looking for fancy, something plush. You know, of course, they're looking at the dollar value, but they see the comps. If you have a double income kids coming along and they're buying something, and you know, they're all interested in rooftop. Everybody wants to get up on a rooftop, see the beautiful city skyline. With, you know, it's gorgeous. I couldn't. The first time I saw it, when we finally got up on the first building, five stories, I was like, wow, look at that! And the wind is in your face. I mean, it's fun. You know, they're looking for that. They're looking for the tax abatement if the builder does the homework right. So they're living there for principal and interest only. And they're looking for a garage, if you can get a garage. But if you can't get a garage, you know, they'll deal with it.
Okay. Terrific. So, Joe, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, I'm going to delve into a lot more about building inside the city of Philadelphia. So we'll be right back with more with Joe Gantert with Fox Hollow Developers. Stay tuned for more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation, or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at DelVal Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call DelVal Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Hey, welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Hey, our call number, if you have any questions for Joe Ganter with Fox Hollow Developers, is 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687. And you can follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. So we'll continue our discussion with Joe Ganter. And Joe, I want to talk to you about buying ground in the, some of these areas for redevelopment. It's got to be tough, you know, to find. How are you finding them? And, you know, what are you looking for in the ground before you make a decision to go forward and buy it?
Sure, sure. Thank you. That's a great question. And it's just not that simple. But basically, you're looking at what is your goal as a developer versus the home buyer who wants to build a house. Home buyer comes along and says, hey, Paul, I want to call you. I want to buy a lot. So you say to them, okay, do you want a single-family lot? That's an RSA 1, RSA 5. Okay. You know, do you want to do a duplex situation? It's RM1. Do you want to get in a lower level, higher level, or do you want to go higher? So on the development end, you're looking at both just like that. Well, what's your return going to be? And then we were like, listen, you know, we want to go higher. So we got involved in a location called IRMX, which stands for Industrial Residential Mixed Use. And then there's also CMX2 Mixed Use and that kind of thing. And basically from there, you decide how you're going to break it down. So with that said, you buy the ground.
Okay.
You've already done your title insurance and everything. And now you go to the architect. So we're using currently, you know, Robert Peralta out of, he's right off the second Gerard. Great crew. And you get your designs together. You go to the city. And before you go, first you go to the RCO in your local and you talk to them about what you're planning
on doing. Okay, so RCO, that's the neighborhood group.
It's a neighborhood group.
And pretty much anywhere that you're developing right now in the city, you have to go to your neighborhood group first.
You have to go to them
first.
Review,
right, and make sure that this is a project that they want in their neighborhood too. And
sure.
Sometimes it's a matter of working it out together, is, you know, what's the best thing for the neighborhood and for you as a developer also, right?
Sure. It's a very, you know, I get so many people saying to me, oh, I can't stand going through that process. You can say, well, look, you know, put their hat on. Like, what are you putting in their neighborhood? Okay.
Right.
They don't know what you're putting in there. They're not going to just say yes.
Okay.
So what are you putting in? A pool hall right next to a church that they don't want? Like, who knows, right? Could be anything.
Sure.
But, yeah, you go to them. They have concerns, and they just want to make sure, is it a value to their neighborhood, obviously?
Right.
And is it going to be noisy? Is it going to be plagued with, you know, light pollution, like glowing neon lights? What's it going to be? So you go to them, super reasonable, and, you know, you fill it out, you work it out, and if you're not asking for a variance, you know, you usually get a green light.
Okay. All right, and then you take the project to the city. So what's the process taking the project to the city? Who do you talk to there? You know, what's the steps involved in developing in city?
So you're talking about, that's a great question too. So you take your drawings, you go to the architect, you work out what you want to do. Is it one stories, five stories? What you're putting in there, how you're going to maximize it. There's always codes and everything that you're dealing with. So again, we talked earlier about teamwork. It's such a great team, these guys that I'm working with. Everyone is so happy, so proud. And they show you what to do. You take your drawings to the city, you fill out the paperwork, you turn it into L&I, and you would either get a okay right off the bat if you're building by right. So what that means is you're not asking for anything that's outside of the envelope of what they want.
Okay.
But it doesn't always work that way. So sometimes you have to ask for something. And if you do, you get thumbs down, and then they send you back, and you go back to the drawing board, and, you know, it's not free, so the cost goes up. So, right. I mean, there's always
so do you have a hearing with them if there's some differences?
Yeah, you go to ZBA hearing if there's a difference
and
there's a variance needed. And then you have to put up a placard on the sign. It's orange. It's fuchsia. You can't miss it. And there's a 21-day rule or 30. I mean, it depends. Ours are up early. And you show proof of that. There's a hearing for the neighbors. Everyone comes. And then you go in front of them, and you have to say to them, you know, why you're asking for what you're asking. And
okay.
Doesn't always happen. So sometimes, I mean, you know, we've had some setbacks and picked ourselves up and kept going. But in the end, they're fair. I mean, the city is there. Listen, it's a metropolis. It's huge. So you have to be represented by an attorney in the city of Philadelphia. So in the county, you don't. So that's a difference. So in the county, I was doing my own things myself, and I was even subdividing ground myself. But in the city, like, we were using Orphandines and Toner right now. They're great guys. David Orphandines and Paul Toner. Shout out to Paul and Bob, David. So, but, you know, we're working with them. And they go in front of the ZBA board. And they make you do it because so many people get in front of them and they stand there and stall. Like, they don't even know what they're talking about.
And then
it just ties up the people who are there. So you get through that. And then once you get your stamp and then you're ready to go, then, you know, if you have everything in order, financing, which I'm sure we'll get to, then you break ground, and then you get everybody in order.
All right, excellent. So you talked a lot about your team. So what kind of team members does someone consider if they're going to, build either in the city or in the county? You know, what's your team that you put together?
Our team.
What are the different, businesses or, aspects of your team?
Well, the team that we have really is everybody, like I was starting to say, the engineers to excavators to all the different people that are doing the work, the framers, the heating guys, when you're looking for a way, Greenway Heating. I mean, they're great. You know, Danny Ulrich, he's the man. These guys, I mean, you call, they answer. My insurance guy, when you're down there and you're in a city and a city says, I need this, I can't approve this, you got to get me this, hurry up. You call John Dillon, and he's calling it right back. I mean, these are okay. people that you're working with. You can't try all this with people you don't know.
Right.
You get your concrete guys in there, you're doing all that, and you're just seeing it through. The architecture, everybody is just so paramount to be involved with. Okay. And then once you're out of the city, you're on your own and you're ready to go.
Okay. Excellent. So how are you managing the jobs? You know, what do you do with the manager? Are you managing yourself? You're hiring someone to manage? What are you doing?
We are hands-on managers. Pretty much I live and work out of the truck these days.
Okay.
As you know, so my smartphone has got my smartphone is smarter than me, so I use the laptop in the truck, and I'm communicating with the free world through the truck, running up and down 95. But we hands-on, and we take turns, and we split teams, and depending on what's happening, if it's super early in the morning. But yeah, someone has to be there. Then we have a punch list through the week that we have we making out, and we check on them and see how it's going, and this is right, that's right. I'm 53. I'm still working hard. I sweep the street at the end of the day, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
But somebody's got to do it. It keeps you humble.
Yeah, definitely. So, we're going to take another break, Joe. And when we come back, I want to get involved with you as far as more about the process of purchasing ground. What things you want? Do you make sure on the contract to protect yourself? And then talk about financing too. So
sure,
we'll be back. Again, with Joe Gantard with Fox Hollow Developers, talking more about buying ground and building inside the city of Philadelphia in the different redevelopment communities. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania. So be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332. So we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Why the long face, Joe?
I'm supposed to move soon, but I just can't seem to sell my house. I've been on the market for over 10 months, and my agent hasn't called me back in weeks. I don't know what to do.
Call Paul.
What?
Call Paul. I had the same problem until I called Paul Rosso of RE/MAX Properties. When I called Paul, I had buyers lining up to see my home, and because they were all competing for the home, I was able to sell my home for more than my asking price.
More?
That's right, more. Paul Rosso has sold hundreds of homes in the greater Philadelphia region over the last 25 years. As a certified home selling advisor and certified negotiation expert, Paul's developed a proven home selling system that is designed to sell your home for top dollar quickly. He offers an easy exit contract and a communication guarantee.
Wow! Tell me how to call Paul.
Just dial 215-968-7402.
215-968-7402. Got it.
You can also visit Paul on the web at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. Paul Rosso is your trusted real estate advisor if you want to sell your home for top dollar fast.
I'm calling Paul right now.
This is Francesca Lapari. When it came time to sell my home so I could buy a new one, I have some concerns about how difficult it may be to get my home sold. My sister Josie recommended that I call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. Paul came out to look at my home and assured me that he could get my home sold. He made some staging recommendations and which ones were important than others to start with. He also helped me with the initial pricing recommendations. After just a couple of weeks with very little showing activity, Paul recommended that I improve the price. After I did that, the showing started to roll in and I got my home sold. Paul guided me in every step of the way. Every time I called Paul in a panic, he calmed me down and helped me through each concern I had. I trust Paul. He knows his business and follows through until closing. I'm buying a new home outside of Paul's market, but he is willing to answer any question that I have about the process. Paul Rosso is truly my trusted real estate advisor. Do the smart thing and call Paul Rosso to help you sell or buy a home.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAM.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, if you need to sell your home this year, I use leading-edge sales, marketing, and customer service techniques to help you get the best price. I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more money than traditional real estate agents. Hey, if you're looking for a home value for your house online, be sure to check out homeprices.com. That's homeprices.com. Hey, if you're on Facebook, like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. And you can listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. And again, you can also download our show on iTunes and now on Google Play Music. Their podcast service just started up, so we've been approved for their podcast service also. So you can check us out on Google Play Music also. So we continue our discussion with Joe Ganter with Fox Hollow Developers. And Joe, you know, we talked a little bit about the neighbors and going through the community group. Are you getting any resistance from the, you know, the neighbors that have been there a long time and they're concerned about, you know, redevelopment coming in their areas and how it may impact their, their real estate taxes?
Well, that's a good question. And no, we're not personally. The tax situation is a real thing for a lot of them, and it depends on what's going on because they have a tax area that they're being affected by, but at the same time, you know, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but their houses went up. So
their values are going up. Okay.
You know, it's a tough thing. But I think in the end, there are programs and whatnot that they can call about and things. But I really don't know enough about that to speak. But am I getting resistance? No, we're getting a lot of, hey, that's great. You know, we like it. You know, that's really pretty cool.
Okay. Excellent. That sounds good. So, and the other question I had was, are you looking, on vacant ground, or you know, like shells also, tear downs?
We would if it depends on depends on the price. Like everything, let's talk about the simple three rules of real estate. What are they?
Location, location, location.
They are. So I knew you were going to get that, but you go with that, and then the size of the lot. The zoning, what are you going to do in there? It has to make sense. We're doing multi-housing right now, and I'm not afraid to tear anything down. I've torn them down before. I think I've torn down, at least a half a dozen properties. Not in the city, but it just depends. There's so much. If you get something involved and there's another row home next door to it, then you get into – it gets precarious because you got to watch. But we've been buying vacant ground. And if you're thinking of selling some ground in your ground in the city, you definitely reach out. Give us a call. You reach me on Facebook at Joseph Gantert or 267-342-0511. And, the conformity, is it going to work? We try not to do too many variances. So we like the RRMX right now. So, hey, it allows for X amount. You can go 55 feet up. Then you have to watch, is there overhead wires, what's in the area, what's going on. And then to protect yourself when you buy these things, like you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, what do you have anything you'd like to see in agreement
sure.
sale, that somebody else is considering starting to build in
sure.
the city should
mm-hmm.
consider on their agreements to sale for the lot?
Well, if they're going to buy a lot, they should probably call you. And then and if you need some help with helping them, then you would call me. And everybody, we all win. Everybody wins together.
Sure.
But some of the biggest things, if you're a novice, is you got to have a soil sample test done because there's no way of knowing. You can Google all you want. I spend hours a week going up and down public records and this and that. And then you get there and you're like, wow, I bet this was a gas station at one time or something. Or, there's a bunch of cars sitting around, what's draining there. So I get these people call us and they don't use a professional someone who's had a license, and I've been around it so long, and I'm just blessed to be able to call anybody from, new construction, give a shout out. We call Dick Doyle. Dick Doyle.
Yeah.
I'll say, hey, man, you got a minute for some coffee? And he'll be like, sure, and he'll talk to you, or you know, you talk to the Doug Terrys of the world or whatever, and you find out. So I've never really had any, you know, that's the biggest thing, soil sample. And then from there, you have to get what's called a geotech report, and to make sure this whatever's there is going to hold up what you're trying to put up. You know what I mean? That's the biggest concern.
And so there are all contingencies in the agreements to sale for the lots?
Yes, because the other stuff, like the title, takes care of itself. If the title comes back and has problems, you know, you're going to sort that out later. But the definitely you have to have a contingency on it. And it has to be, is the zoning correct? I mean, you look, it doesn't matter what's in Trend, because the city is flexing.
Trend is
flexing,
the multiple
flexing,
listing
flexing,
service.
Yeah, Trend is the multiple listing service. Same thing you use, I use. The county, most of the areas, in my opinion, it's just my humble opinion, the county, if the zoning is there, it's a lifer. It stays. The city, though, it changes all the time. It's always in flux. So you think you're buying an IRMX, and then you get there, and you find out it disappeared. So you constantly have to go. So there's a lot. It moves. It moves like a crick. I mean, it goes by. It's busy.
So your contingency, you have a contingency in your contracts also then that verify zoning?
Yeah,
on the,
absolutely.
Things. Okay. Is there anything else that you do you make sure is in your contracts for purchasing land?
No, pretty much for me, I do the soil sample and just make sure, you know, if there's a bag of money in there, obviously it's ours, I think. And haven't found Jimmy Hoffa yet either, but you know, we have unearthed some crazy things.
I'm sure.
We're getting a nice little collection of bottles and saw something shiny once. I think it's a diamond. I don't know. Take it in.
There you go. Hey, so another big part about this, another big piece to this whole puzzle here is getting financing for buying the ground and also building the property. So tell us a little bit about some tips on getting financing for the ground and financing for the building. Who you're dealing with? What kind of things should somebody looking to do this? To start doing this, what should they be looking at as far as getting financing for the projects?
Sure. I mean, it's a great question, and it's no secret. You know, you start out small. I was not in a position to start out big, so started out small. And basically what you can do is you get yourself, you know, a partnership together, and you work it out, and you start with a line of credit, or you do whatever you're going to do. And then you get some loose cash on hand, and you're working it out. From there, we grew into – we used to use First National Bank in the Newtown. Lindsay Lambert, great woman, and really helped us out a lot. And then we got really swinging and rocking and rolling with them for, like, I don't know, a while, 5 years maybe. And then they won't come to the city. So we had to – we're like, what? So we'd start all over again, you know, and because you get used to working with people, you know, and it's really fun. And – you know, for me, I call a lot, so I call and they're like, oh my God, Joe Gannert's on the phone again. Like, you know, so now you have to meet somebody new. So we came down here and we got involved with East River. And, they have 100% programs, and they have a lot of different programs. There's so many lenders. And at the time when we were trying to do something else, the other lender ran out of money, and this other one ran out of money. So I don't want to say names because I could be wrong, but they told me they did, unless they're trying to get rid of us. But no, so now we're with East River, who is evidently was purchased by another bank. But you do that, and then you build a rapport with them, and you keep going. I mean, you know, if you can go out there and find a cash is king partner, go ahead. I haven't had that luck yet, but I mean, I wouldn't be anywhere without my business partner. And the way it's going, you know, it's a win-win. It's very symbiotic, respectful. But if anybody's new, start small. Like, decide. People come to you for looking at houses. The same people come to me, and I say, well, what do you want to do? You're going to build. How much you want to earn? They have no idea. I'm like, what? And then they shoot out a number. I'm like, no, it's too low. You can do better than that. So, but for advice for people starting out, you know, a duplex is a great way to go, especially if you're starting from the ground up.
Okay.
You know, the price is going to, you know, I'll talk to them about it, or you call me anytime. Naturally, if you're buying some lots in Philly, call Paul Rosso.
Thank you.
And then he's going to call me anyway, so we're going to talk about that. But you start small. I mean, it's great, and one thing leads to another. You know, it's not easy, but, you know, you put the remote down and get out there, enjoy your life, and, you know, people say, oh, I wish I could do that. I'm like, you can. You can. I mean, you really can.
Yeah.
Like, you work hard. You're a hard worker. I see you all the time. I mean, you're busy. So – you know, if you get out there, roll your sleeves up, you can make it happen.
Yeah. So I also know, Joe, that you're involved in some community activities too. You know, I know giving back is real important for you. So what are some of the things you're doing right now?
Giving back is very important to me. And, you know, I just, you know, I'm grateful. Get up every day, hit my knees and thank God for everything. And my fellowship buddies and everything else, you know, give a little shout out to Rich, my buddy Rich, you know, Rich Farrell is always there for me. And a personal guru-ish. But we give back. We're doing a lot right now with the Trenton Soup Kitchen. And it's closer to me home-wise. And, you know, we're branching out. I was involved with Project Hope for a while.
Okay.
And then... But we switched over, so we do a lot of donation work with them and do raising funds and raising different things. And, you know, just to be so grateful for everything that's going on and giving back. And it's a homeless shelter. And, you know, you're serving meals and you're logging in time and you're doing things and you're seeing people and you're bringing someone a smile and you're saying, you know what, it's going to be okay. Like, you know, just stick with it today. And one day at a time is a really big thing.
I remember you did a project, I think, with socks, right? With that Trenton.
Yeah, we did a big sock drive, and a lot of people participated. Your office participated too.
Yeah.
And yeah, the RE/MAX office, and there's always a need over there at a drive, and they have seasonal stuff, and you know that type of thing. So right now we're doing a drive ourselves with a lot of the subs. Everybody's kicking in some things here and there, and we're taking it to them for the spring and the summer because it's a shame. I mean, a lot of people, they're just fallen brothers and sisters, and we're just trying to help out in such a small way.
Definitely. That's good work you're doing there, Joe. So, Joe, is there any books that you would recommend, any training you would recommend for anybody looking to get involved in the building process?
Books for building? I haven't really seen it, Amy. I'm working on a book to sell that we're going to be putting out that's going to be pretty cool. And that's
I didn't know
coming,
that.
It's coming out in September, but we'll see. You know, I get sidetracked, you know, get a little ADD going on. Like, oh, something shiny. So I get distracted. But so really, so books, I mean, it was a great book. It's an old school book, Think and Grow Rich. It's a great book. And it's not necessarily about a monetary value. I'm into Joel Osteen books and to pick yourself up and go. But real estate, when you go to Barnes & Nobles or whatever and you're looking around, there's always somebody. I recommend trying to buy a real estate book from a guy who's in real estate or a woman, obviously.
Right.
And, you know, there's some great real estate investor gals in there. There's a couple in my neighborhood right now that I'm working with. She's great. I mean, she's smart. She's bright. She's always doing things. But there's... I've seen a book out there by William Nickerson called How I Made $5 Million in Real Estate with $1,000 at a Time or something like that. I mean, I probably own it. I mean, I have 90 books on the shelf.
Yeah.
But, you know, anything like that, those kind of books, they're out there. We used to see the No Money Down thing came along, and I've done some No Money Down deals in a long time. And but, you know, they're hard. You have to get the guy that really wants to deal with it, who owns the ground outright. But so any other really good you just have to go to the store and weed through them, really. But those are the ones I use.
Yeah. Now, is there any, as we're getting close to wrapping up here, is there any other recommendations that you have for someone who wants to get involved in the redevelopment building inside Philadelphia that we haven't covered yet?
Well, if there's going to get involved in rehabbing, we're working right now. The time is now. I mean, it's now. The city's on fire. I don't have a crystal ball. But... you come to the city. I mean, the county's great. The problem with the county is the prices are so high for the lots that by the time you put something up. But a great start for a beginner is modular homes. We were trying to bring modulars in here. The street I'm on, I couldn't do it. And then the other street I have, and you know, it's just a little tough. But no, you come down to Fishtown, come down to the area, see you, talk about something, buy a decent zone duplex lot and work it out. And you know what? They'll be really pleasantly surprised.
Okay, terrific. So as we wrap up here, Joe, I really thank you for coming
on
the show. And
I have a face for real estate, right?
Yeah, we all do. Hey, so I just want to thank you again for coming in the studio here today. It's always great when our guests come in the studio. Thank you for sharing your knowledge
with
our audience. If someone wanted to reach out to you, talk to you a little bit about redevelopment in the city, maybe pick your brain a little bit,
sure.
How can they reach out to you?
They can find me on Facebook. You know, you heard about it. It's a little thing coming along. And social media, it's Joseph Gantert. And that's easy to do. And my number is 267 342-0511. And if you have some ground in the city and you're looking to sell, that'd be great. And again, I'm Joseph Gantert on Facebook. And we will have another page up soon.
All right. Sounds great. So thank you very much. So as we wrap up another fine real estate show with the greatest audience in the world, all of you, hope you enjoyed the show today. I want to thank my guest, Jesse Schroeger with Atlantic Home Loans, for joining us today and sharing his mortgage expertise and tips. And Joe Gantert, again, with Fox Hollow Land Acquisitions, for his insightful discussion on building in the redevelopment areas in Philadelphia. Next week, we have another great program lined up. Jim Zaspel, he's a real estate investor locally, and he's going to be talking about rehabbing homes. And Jesse Schroeger with Atlantic Home Loans will be back with us again. So be sure to join us again next Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM. And streaming live on our website at www.realestatetodayshow.com. I have an appointment later this afternoon, and then family time after that. So it's a busy spring, and I'm looking forward to success in the real estate market, and always looking for people I can help out with all their real estate needs. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Big thank you to my producer, Tony, for another great show.
Yay,
hey, be sure to like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor, and on Twitter, follow us at Paul Rosso. Once again, my name is Paul Rosso, the leading edge home seller and your trusted real estate advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. I help sellers, buyers, and investors with all their real estate needs. Any questions, concerns, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Please continue to spread the word about the show to your family and friends. Hey, if you're interested in being a sponsor and advertiser on the show, give me a shout, 215-778-9687. And be sure to check out all our past shows at www.realestatetodayshow.com. Hey, have an enjoyable weekend. We'll see you next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM for the best real estate show on the weekends in the Philadelphia area. And remember always, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week.